You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets, whether it's a cat, a dog, a flamingo, a pot-bellied pig, or even a bird. You're going to love this next guest, Joey. I'll tell you this right now, because you're a bird lover. How old is Gurney?
You know, I keep estimating. I'm not sure, but I'm going to. She's in her 40s. Let's put it that way.
Wow.
Yeah, and she probably will outlive you. And she has. I got to admit, she's a little sarcastic at times. Do you teach her to be like that?
What makes you think that I would do that?
I don't know. Maybe she's just hanging around you a lot. And that I'm just making that suggestion there. I'm wondering how she became so salty for a bird.
Yeah, she's just a salty bird.
You're going to love our next guest. Dr. Lauren Lindner is joining us. Doctor, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. Are you a bird owner, or should I say, does a bird own you?
A bird definitely owns me. In fact, more than one bird.
Now, you use birds as therapy for, in particular, PTSD sufferers.
Who would have thunk, huh?
I know.
Yes, indeed. I didn't put it together until one day I'm sitting there trying to do group therapy with this menagerie of veterans who are sitting with their arms crossed, not wanting anything to do with me. And one of my birds who I brought to the therapy room just really as a convenience, because I had nowhere else to put her, climbs down and climbs up one of the veteran's legs and says, "Hello, I love you."
Oh.
And well, that got in a lot better than I did.
Well, that was a happy accident.
It was a very happy accident, and it led to many more, which I'm very grateful for, and so are the parrots and the veterans of Serenity Park.
What is Serenity Park?
That's the name I gave to the parrot sanctuary I started, the only one of its kind, on the grounds of the West Los Angeles Veterans Hospital. And I was a clinical director of a program for homeless veterans at the time and thought that the parrots might be a good diversion. Little did I know they were going to be part of my armamentarium for treating the veterans with PTSD.
Now, a sanctuary for parrots, and you say the only one of its kind, probably. Where do these parrots come from?
There is no lack of parrots in need of homes. There's an estimated 30 to 60 million parrots in the United States. They're the third most commonly kept companion animal. And most of them, like you said earlier in the show, will outlive their family members. So where do they go? Most people don't want to inherit a bird and have to deal with the mess and the screaming and the biting. And they want to travel, or they have young children, or they have myriad other reasons why they can't keep a bird for its long lifetime. And we get calls every single day, emails, texts from people who want to relinquish their parrots. Unfortunately, we're full at this point, and there are many other sanctuaries in the country, and they're close to full as well.
How many birds do you have at your sanctuary?
Right now, we have 42. We would be very able to build more enclosures, but of course that costs money, and it's difficult now with the cost of steel and labor, really. We use the veterans to do everything from the animal husbandry to caring for the parrots to learning the vet tech skills necessary to provide medications when needed. And we also use them for the construction of the sanctuary, the aviaries, the large flights that enable the parrots to live a little bit more of a natural life than they do in the small cages they're usually kept in.
Is that part of their therapy?
That is indeed. I call it the four Fs, meaning flight, forage, flocking, and mating. And I believe that all parrots need that. They need to be able to fly. They need to be able to... you got it.
Wait, we're all realizing that was only three Fs.
Yeah, it takes a moment. But they need all of those things, and they need to be with other members of their own species, just like we do. We're all social animals, very, very much a flock creature, and they depend on having other animals of their own kind to thrive and to have quality of life.
Well, this is great how the birds are helping the veterans, and the veterans are helping the birds. It's a very synergistic relationship. What do people normally think?
I get lots of double takes, and those who know, like your Gurney's owner there, they know that the birds really do interact, and they establish deep and lasting relationships because they, most of the time, mate for life if humans allow them to. And they really form very solid relationships. And that's part of the healing process for the veterans who have been estranged from society after they've returned from military service, and they don't feel like they have a place anywhere that they fit in again. And being of service to the parrots is really important to them, and the parrots thrive on that kind of attention and really love that interaction. And people don't realize how much birds really really do indeed enjoy a healthy relationship with humans, and are extremely intelligent, I'd say equally so to most primates and marine mammals.
We have 10 copies of your book to give away. It's called Birds of a Feather. What's in the book? Tell us about it.
Well, I love that you're giving books away, and I really relish the fact that people will read this and learn about the plight of parrots, first of all, because most people don't even know. They know about going to adopt a dog and a cat at a shelter, and they know about puppy mills, but there are also birdie mills where conditions are just dreadful for these poor parrots and their young. And they'll also learn about the veterans who are suffering from PTSD and are having a hard time readjusting to civilian life and fitting into society. And how the two of them together, these sort of birds of a feather, are relating and healing each other in ways that are really quite extraordinary.
If you're not lucky enough to get on through, you can head on over to Amazon or go to our website at animalradio.pet and hit the As Heard on Animal Radio button over there, and you'll see Birds of a Feather by our author, Dr. Lauren Linder, joining us. Thank you so much for visiting.
It was my pleasure.